Ladies and gentlemen, makers, engineers, and designers, one and all, it's time to get your raspberry on. Pie, that is. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and folks, I am excited to tell you that this week's fish fry is dedicated to our very favorite maker single board computer extraordinaire, the Raspberry Pi 3. In a special interview double hitter this week, first I've got Richard Curtin from Element 14 to deliver the goods on the new Raspberry Pi 3. Its cool new features, what super cool stuff you can make with it, and did you know that Element 14 has a Raspberry Pi customization service? Yeah, I didn't either. And next, please stick around for my interview with My Devices CEO, Kevin Bromber. My Devices just announced a Raspberry Pi IoT contest. And yes, Kevin and I are going to talk about all of that, including how you can enter, what you will win, and the unique way entrants will be judged. Hi, Richard. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, hi. Good to be here.
All right, Richard, we're here to talk about Raspberry Pi 3. So what kind of upgrades can we see from Raspberry Pi 2 to 3? And are my past Pis compatible with the 3?
Yeah, what a great question. So it's all happening in the world of Pi. We are moving at light speed when it comes to what new performance functionality the Raspberry Pi team are adding to these fantastic platforms. So let me answer the first question. What can you expect to see on Raspberry Pi 3? Well, first of all, very exciting for all of our Raspberry Pi users and community out there. We are upgrading to a new 64-bit ARM version 8 processor. That's the Broadcom 2837. So we're moving away from the Pi 2, which had a 32-bit. It was on 2836 Broadcom processor offering 900 gigahertz. Now we're at 1.2 gigahertz. So it's a significant increase in speed and performance from Pi 2 to Pi 3, which is really exciting. It opens up a huge amount of different opportunities for everyone to get involved and use the Pi platform for all their great ideas. And what's really, really important about Pi 3 is that the Pi Foundation have listened to their customers, their community, and one of the biggest asks was to make Pi 2 connected. And now with Pi 3, we see now that we've got wireless and Bluetooth onboard connectivity, which just simplifies all of those projects and programs that our customers are using in the connected space, particularly on the trend of IoT. Your second point was, you know, what about your Raspberry Pi 2 and all those great accessories that you've got plugged in and you're using today? The good news is that the majority, if not all, of the Raspberry Pi 2 accessory ecosystem is backward compatible. So it is pin for pin plug-in with the Pi 3. There are one or two accessories that we won't be continuing. They've kind of come to the end of their lifespan. So there may be one or two customers that are upset not to see potentially the Cirrus Logic audio card that we have that we will not be continuing. But everything else that we've got, the cameras, the Raspberry Pi display, the Raspberry Pi Sense hat, they were all backward compatible with Pi 3. So we really don't lose any momentum with the projects and the customers that we've got on Raspberry Pi today.
So Richard, what kind of cool projects are you already seeing using the Raspberry Pi 3?
Honestly, I thought when we launched Pi 2 that we wouldn't top the amount of projects coming to us and we're being shown, but Pi 3 had just broken all the records. So I think really, as you can imagine, there's a huge, huge amount of projects coming to life based on connected sensors. Sensors for humidity, proximity, velocity, and lots of IoT projects coming to life using those wireless and Bluetooth capabilities. ability on the board. And what we are also seeing is a huge amount of robotics projects. One of them that I can tell you about that I really liked is the Zero Borg. You can look that up on Kickstarter. I think these guys have taken it to the next step. And this is a little robotic bug based on the Raspberry Pi 3. And it's a fantastic showcase of just how innovative people using the Raspberry Pi really are and how they're getting to optimize the new performance and capability of the Pi 3. What we're also seeing is projects that are requiring a different level of graphics processing or different processor speeds. That 1.2 gigahertz really makes the difference for those users who are writing a little bit more complex code, need to maybe run a little bit more of the 2837's processing architecture. But we're really excited. We're seeing projects every day come to us.
You guys offer a Raspberry Pi customization service. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most exciting parts of the Raspberry Pi strategy in recent times. So I think it was about November of last year, we launched to our global customer base the potential to take the Raspberry Pi and customize it to meet their end requirements. So when we talk about customization, what do we really mean? We mean you can change any of the peripheral interconnects or power supplies. You can remove them if we don't need them. You can add more if you need more USB ports, if you don't need the Ethernet, for example. You can add your own proprietary componentry to that. You can add other components. So obviously before the launch of Pi 3, we had a lot of customers who wanted connectivity. So they were putting different types, whether that was a Zigbee, whether it was Thread, or whether it was actually what we ended up putting and launching in the Pi 3, the Broadcom wireless solution. So we really offer this real flexible customization. And the idea here is that Raspberry Pi has sold about 8 million units worldwide, of which Element 14 have sold around 5 million units. So that's a huge install base. And I think what's really exciting is as we've kind of done the due diligence and looked at who is really buying Raspberry Pi, who is really using Raspberry Pi, what we see is this diverse customer base that is built up of what you may call maker customers, education customers, real design engineers who like the form factor, they like the price point, they like the performance of the Raspberry Pi, and they're actually using Raspberry Pi in their real-time design work. And the customization program that we launched gives those users the opportunity to make the changes they need to make Raspberry Pi a really viable solution to go into an end product. And we're seeing a huge amount of interest in this area from automation, from industrial customers, from home networking solutions. And we really expect the customization strategy to grow and go from strength to strength now Pi 3 has launched with all the extra performance, the connectivity that I've talked about. It's really, really exciting times for Element 14 and for the Raspberry Pi Foundation.
All right, Richard, how much is the Raspberry Pi 3 and where can my audience get a hold of one?
Yeah, well, that's the challenge right now. Demand is exceptionally high. Raspberry Pi is available at the same price as Raspberry Pi 2. So $35 will get you all of that Pi 3 new performance that I talked about. So there is no change in the price point. The challenge right now is that the demand is extremely high. We are working hard to keep up with that and make sure we service all of our strategic customers with the Raspberry Pi 3. You can come to element14.com, search for Raspberry Pi, and you will be navigated to the Raspberry Pi 3 plus all of the great accessories that Element 14 has exclusively on offer. We have stock today, so get it whilst you can.
Excellent. Well, Richard, it's time for your off-the-cuff question now. What's your life like outside of work? What do you like to do outside of Element 14?
Yeah, so I'm a father. I have two young children, a daughter and a son. My son is 7 years old, and he's a rugby fanatic. And I spend my time outside of Element 14 actually coaching the under-8 rugby team. And a funny story I got to tell you, obviously my passion for Raspberry Pi and all things single-board computers does span outside of my work life. And obviously my son shares the enthusiasm for me. And just recently, actually, just after the launch of Raspberry Pi 3, we actually hooked up a small sensor board to a rugby ball, and we hooked that up to a Raspberry Pi, and we ran a bit of code that measured the velocity. So when my son and all his friends on the team kicked this ball over the goalpost, we were measuring with the sensor solution just how hard and how fast that ball travelled. And for me, that really brought to life in my own way just how powerful Raspberry Pi is, and this endless possibility that it has for engaging children and adults from every walk of life into what code can really mean and what computing does. So that's me outside of Element 14. I know I'm still a geek at heart, even when I'm on the rugby pitch, but that's definitely me.
Excellent. I love it. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Richard.
Yep, you're very welcome. Nice talking to you.
And now it's time to bring in Kevin Bromber from My Devices to tell us about a friendly cayenne competition with a side of pie. Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So My Devices just conducted a survey about how people have been using your cayenne solution with their Raspberry Pis. So did you guys learn anything cool?
We did. Really interesting. I think the whole IoT and Raspberry Pi world is evolving very quickly. We surveyed about 4,000 users. So we launched our cayenne just a little over 45 days ago, and now we have over 5,000 users that have signed up, and they're doing some pretty cool projects. So we get a lot of comments on the community about like home automation projects, watering plants, and security projects. And what's really kind of interesting is big industry. I can't say some of the names, but there's some real big industry people who are doing rapid prototyping with Raspberry Pis and Arduinos. It's really interesting. I mean, they're integrating some of this stuff into some very serious industrial IoT projects. It's pretty interesting.
That is super cool. So I heard that in honor of Pi Day, My Devices is launching a Raspberry Pi IoT contest. So tell me and my audience more about this contest.
Okay, cool. What we're trying to do is we're trying to organize all these projects that keep coming in all over our website. And we're just trying to say, hey, you know what? You got a cool project, submit it here. So all you got to do is you sign up for Cayenne at cayenne-mydevices.com, or just go to mydevices.com, click on developer, or you can even go into the app store and download the app. So all they got to do is sign up. Then what they do is they build a Raspberry Pi project using Cayenne, and they'll use a variety of the features that are inside the product. So they can do like rules, that something happens on device A that it triggers device B. They can schedule things to turn things on, turn things off, add sensors and actuators and extensions. So what they do is they then build their project. They provide a 150-word description. They submit it along with the video or pictures. What ends up happening is we pay for them to go to the Maker Faire in San Mateo on May 21st and 22nd, all expenses paid trip, and we showcase the winning project. And the submissions for it need to be received by April 28, 2016.
Okay, so how can I or one of my audience members win this contest? How will it be judged exactly?
We're going to let the community judge all of the projects that are submitted. So they'll be exposed online. As I mentioned, as of last week, we had over 5,000 users. And actually, today, for some reason, we're getting a huge influx. So I think by the time that we're judging this, we'll probably have over 10,000 people in the community. And we'll let the community judge who's going to be the best project for us to be showing off in our booth at the Maker Faire.
Very cool. All right. Once again, remind my audience, what is the deadline for entries?
Okay. So the deadline for entry is April 28th, 2016. And it's pretty simple. I don't know if anybody's never used Cayenne before. It literally, you can take a Raspberry Pi out of the box. You get the Cayenne app. You literally push one button. It automatically sets it all up for you, installs all the drivers, and immediately you can start building your project. Within 10 minutes, you could have your first IoT project up and running. Now, I have a feeling that people are going to start getting really creative and doing some really cool things. It's going to be interesting to see what ends up being the winner. We've got somebody who's doing the tortoise monitoring at home. So they've got like the temperature gauge. Like I said, there's like a watering project. There's a temperature project. It's just a whole bunch of different ideas have been coming in.
That's excellent. So after you guys announce your winners, I'll check back in with you and see what super cool stuff won.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining me once again, Kevin. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks, Amelia.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can also monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. Plus, we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And while you're there, you can go ahead and subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, including how to enter the My Devices IoT Raspberry Pi contest, or to buy yourself a Raspberry Pi 3, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of March 25th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.